the VW camper van. Now, on life's journey, we sometimes need to help from others when we have a tricky situation or problem to deal with. I'm reminded of a story that a colleague told me about a group of friends who, despite being scattered far and wide, some lived at the other end of the country while others lived in other countries altogether, still remained close for the purpose of keeping in touch and helping each other. Typically, a friend with a difficulty or dilemma emailed the others with a description of the dilemma and asked for their thoughts as to how to resolve the issue. On one occasion, one of the friends, called Tony, had lent his VW camper van to his brother so that he could go on a tour around Europe. The VW had been beautifully restored, the end result of months of loving care, devotion and attention, and was, without a shadow of a doubt, a motorized true love. It even had a name, Gertrude. The brother had promised to look after the VW and return it in the condition with which he took it. However, the trip around Europe proved far more wearing than anyone had thought, stopping off far and far away on the southern tip of Spain, and after many enjoyable and rewarding months travelling, the VW finally gave up the ghost. It simply could not keep up with the demands of its driver. Now, what Tony needed was a miracle, but that was unlikely. The worst aspect of this was that neither Tony, the VW owner, nor the brother could really afford to have the VW shipped back home. And it was this dilemma that Tony asked his friends to help him solve. The first reply came back and suggested that Tony take some time off work, travel to Spain, fix the VW and drive it back. A second reply suggested that Tony ask his brother to take a loan out, have the VW fixed in Spain and then drive it back straight away. The third reply suggested convincingly that Tony should cut his losses, remember the good times, buy another VW in need of renovation and start a labour of love all over again. The fourth reply suggested that Tony put the broken VW in storage somewhere and when he was able to afford it, bring it back. The last friend suggested that she didn't know what to do, but that perhaps Tony already knew what to do, but didn't yet know that he knew. The reply added that all Tony needed to do was wait and a solution would come to him. A few months later, Tony emailed all of his friends, thanked them for their advice, and attached a photo of his new VW camper van, which he had clearly spent some time on already. Thank you.